Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn the Samach of Masechtas Yuma. Some of the topics that we learn about today. The Gemara continues the discussion of whether one can be moil in the dam of the Karbanos, and the principle of Ein lecha davar shenasas mitzvah so yumoilim boy. Once the mitzvah has been fulfilled, there is no me'ilah because it's no longer called Kodesh Hashem. The next Mishnah will explain that the Avodah of Yom Kippur must be done in the precise order that is prescribed in the Torah, and the Gemara that follows will bring a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya regarding exactly which avodas performed out of sequence invalidate the avodas and which avodas do not. Some of the key topics and concepts they'll learn about include Shnei Ksuvim Haboim Ke'echad. One of the Yud Gemara Midas Shatar Nidresh Ben Avir Bishmol is the Binyan Av, which means that if halacha is stated in one place in the Torah, then its properties can be applied to all other comparable laws and situations. However, if a certain halacha or law is mentioned in two places, then it is meant to limit this law to these two places only, and may not be applied to other halachas. This is what is meant by Shnei Ksuvim Haboim Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. There is an opinion that one may apply laws to other areas of halacha even from two psukim, but only if mentioned in three locations, Shleisha Ksuvim Haboim Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. Mashmos Dershim Ikebinayu. This means that two opinions agree in halacha. They simply disagree as to how we derive this halacha from the given pasuk.